Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser bunts towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Salmon moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. Salmon moves to third. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salmon scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Ward reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. Ward moves to third. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Landis moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Romano and he is out, Held applying the tag. Two outs. Kamkerian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kerian for a passed ball. Davalillo moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield bunts towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to third. Romano moves to second. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to home to get Davalillo. Romano moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kerian for a passed ball. Tiant moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salmon is hit by the pitch. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano scores. Tiant scores. There goes Salmon trying to get to second. Robinson throws the ball into Ward who relays the ball to Buford who tags Salmon for the out. It's 3-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. McCrow reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Landis bunts towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. McCrow moves to third. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCrow scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-0 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hauser bunts towards the mound. Pizarro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards second. Buford throws to second for one, and Weiss throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Davalillo scores. Whitfield moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-2 in the game. Tiant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Carrion moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrion scores. Hershberger moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Houser moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to third. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward has Houser trapped. There's the throw to Martin and back to Ward, who tags Houser for the out. Held moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to third. Landis moves to second. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is walked intentionally. Gary Peters pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tiant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.